Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Tornado touches down at mine in Campbell County. Seven transported to hospitals and extensive damage on the mine site. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Severe thunderstorms in Campbell County produced several tornadoes that touched down on Friday evening. At around 6 p.m., the National Weather Service in Rapid City confirmed a tornado touchdown at the North Antelope Rochelle Mine, which is approximately 65 miles south of Gillette in Campbell County. Melissa Smith, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Rapid City, South Dakota, said that the tornado was a part of the same storm system that produced tornadoes in Natrona and Johnson counties earlier in the day before moving into Campbell County. According to Leslie Perkins, Campbell County Public Information Officer, the tornado hit during shift change at the mine and knocked over buses, which were transporting workers. It tipped over 12 empty train cars as it moved through the mine site. Due to the number of employees entering and leaving the mine site for their shifts, accounting for all individuals was a challenge following the emergency. Campbell County Health established a family reunification center to provide updates and assist in facilitating reunifications, according to the Public Relations Office at Campbell County Health. The National Weather Service provided preliminary results of the tornado damage and indicated there were wind gusts up to 120 to 130 miles per hour, giving the tornado a rating of EF2. An EF2 category tornado can cause considerable damage, which could include removing entire roofs of structures, as well as blowing off doors and destroying windows. Perkins confirmed six injured people were transported via ambulance to CCH. One was taken to Memorial Hospital of Converse County, and one person refused treatment. Campbell County School District aided in the effort by providing school buses to transport workers from the mine site to Gillette, as well as to Douglas, Wyoming. Mine management and rescue personnel, as well as local gas company employees, were forced to shut off the gas to the mine due to a leak caused by the storm. Mary Compton, manager of corporate communications at Peabody, which owns NARM, issued a statement on Saturday afternoon following the incident. "We can confirm our North Antelope Rochelle mine sustained damage in yesterday evening's storm. We believe all employees are accounted for and that six employees are at the hospital for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. We continue to prioritize the safety of all our employees. Operations have been suspended until we can fully assess facility damages and begin the process of restarting safe operations." She went on to say, quote, "The health and safety of our people is our top priority at Peabody. We are grateful for the first responders who helped our team at NARM." Peabody did not comment on the extent of the damage to the mine site, but will release more information once their investigations are complete. Multiple agencies from both Campbell and Converse counties responded to the incident, including the Campbell County Fire Department, EMS, Campbell County Sheriff's Office, Campbell County Emergency Management, Campbell County School District, Douglas Fire Department, Memorial Hospital of Converse County EMS, NARM Mine Rescue, Black Thunder Mine Rescue, Powder River Electric, Black Hills Energy, and Western Midstream. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.